Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad that you're joining us today for our Word of the Week here at Burden and Blessing. Our word for this week is the word divorce. This relates to our marriage series that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks. Divorce is a common word in our society, and it is one that occurs both in the Old and the New Testaments for a total of about 30 times, depending on your Bible translation. First and foremost, the word divorce is a legal term. It was that way for the Jews, and it's true in our society today. It describes the legal dissolution of a marriage. When it is used in a legal sense, it is usually translated a certificate of divorce, and it is found this way 7 times in the Bible, 4 times in the Old Testament, and 3 times in the New Testament. Moses writes in Deuteronomy chapter 24 about a man who takes a wife and writes her a certificate of divorce. This is also used in a spiritual sense, both in Isaiah 50 and in Jeremiah chapter 3, to describe the fact that God also writes a certificate of divorce for his unfaithful people who have worshipped false gods. The New Testament uses it in a similar way. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 31, we read, "Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce." We're going to come back to this just a little bit later. But it's this idea that a legal certificate could be given in order to separate a husband and a wife in the days of the Old Testament. It has been written, Jesus says. In addition to the legal description that we find in the Old and the New Testament, we find that there are 4 other words that are sometimes translated as divorce in the Bible. And these words are not legal in nature, but rather they describe what a divorce is. In the Old Testament, one word which is translated divorce literally means to drive someone out. And the second word that is translated divorce literally means to send away. For example, in Ezekiel 44, the prophet says, "They shall not take as wife a widow or a driven out woman or a divorced woman, but take virgins of the descendants of the house of Israel or widows of priests." The second word, which literally means to send away, is found in Deuteronomy 22. There he says, "And she shall be his wife. He cannot divorce her all his days." Literally, the word there means to send away. It's not a legal term, just a description of what is taking place. The New Testament has 2 similar words, which can also be translated divorce. One of them literally means to put away or to dismiss, and the other means to leave or to forsake. In Matthew chapter 9, the Pharisees came to Jesus and tested him and asked him this question: "Is it lawful for a man to divorce," literally to put away or to dismiss, "his wife for just any reason?" The second example of to leave or forsake is used exclusively by the Apostle Paul in the marriage chapter from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. A husband is not to divorce, that is, to leave or to forsake his wife. "If any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. A woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him." So what can we learn about divorce from all of these terms? Well, first of all, we want to realize that divorce is always a result of sin. It is never God's desire. Divorce is the breaking of the marriage bond that God intends to be for life. Remember what Jesus said about marriage in Matthew 19. "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." Just a couple of verses later, Jesus goes on, and he says, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery." Divorce is the legal dissolution of a marriage. And while God does allow for divorce in the case of adultery, it is not what he desires for any marriage relationship. In the Old Testament book of Malachi, we read God's description of marriage. There the prophet Malachi says, "Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously." We live in a world that treats God's estate of marriage with little to no regard. And so we pray that the Lord would protect his church from the devil's attacks on marriage, and that he would also enable Christians and the Christian church to be a beacon to the world which shows forth the blessings of God's gift of marriage.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.